That's my table? Fuck. What a daddy. Okay. Pull it together. I've already gone into half mass, though. Fuck me. I kinda hope he notices, though. Guess I better go serve him. Hello, sir. You look a little confused there. Is this your first time dining with us? Hooters? Hooters is down the street, silly. This is Femboy Hooters. Didn't you know? Just take a closer look at all the servers here. Pretty indistinguishable from actual girls, right? Except for, one little detail. Notice it yet? Our hooters are packed in our shorts, not our shirts. Now aren't you glad you came here instead of boring old regular hooters? Tits are so yesterday. Ugh. Anyway, you look very hungry. Here's a menu. Hope I'm not too much in your personal space. I'll stay here while you browse our options in case you have any questions, okay? I'm sorry if this is weird, but you're super hot, sir. I've never done this with any other customer before, but can I, call you daddy? I just want to get on my knees and service you right now, daddy. I want you to take my little asshole and claim me as your bitch. I'm still on my shift, though. I'm sorry. I've been, sexually distracted today. Not to overshare anything. I just wanted to be honest. So... anyways... what did you want to eat today, Daddy? Like any entrees? You wanna eat my ass? Oh, stop it, Daddy. You're making me feel like a girl. You think I have a girl's ass? Well, I guess it has always been on the perkier side. You're not the first to say that. My sisters would always tease me and play dress up with me. They said it's because I look so girly and cute, like a little doll. Would you like a better look at it? I think I got a get a bigger size of these shorts before I get dress coded. Imagine having such a fat, bouncy ass that you get reported for being out of proper uniform at Hooters. Don't you think I'm a slut daddy? Just strutting around in this joint in my tiny booty shorts, turning heads and raising cocks. There couldn't be a better job for me. I love being a boy slut. I'm a natural, huh, daddy? Aside from that one comment you made, you're a little quiet. A man of few words. I always find it sexy when a guy is mysterious. So, what's on your mind, big shot? Oh, let me guess. Girls. Don't let them get you down. A boy like me would treat you so much better than those catty girls would. You look extremely thirsty. Is it all 'cause of me? Oh, that reminds me. So, what can I get you to drink today? Would you like something nice and smooth to soothe your throat? Or maybe something thick on the milkier side? Maybe something salty? Okay. Nice choice. I'll go get your drink in a little bit. So, no questions about the menu? Alrighty then. I'll go fetch your drink and I'll BRB, Daddy. Make sure you take a good look at me as I strut down to the kitchen. I'll blow you a kiss so you don't miss me too much. Hi! Oh, hey there. I missed you so much. Even though it's only been like 2 minutes. Here's your drink. So, did you see something that you like on the menu? A big guy like you must have a big appetite. Oh, you like this item right here? Okay. And this one too. Wow, I wasn't wrong about your big appetite. Any condiments with that? Maybe our mysterious special sauce? Special sauce from Femboy Hooters. Whatever could that be a euphemism for? I'm being serious, okay? I want to be a good server and let you know. And let you know about our condiments. Really? You're so dreamy. I don't want to leave your table, but. I have have other customers to take care of too. Well, I'll be back with your Aunt Chase in a bit. And since you never answered my question about the special sauce, I guess I'll surprise you. One last thing before I go. Fuck. I don't know why I got so nervous with you now if I've been a little cocktease this whole time, but this is crazy, but like, can I kiss you? I don't know. You just seem like you need a kiss right now. Especially with what you told me earlier before I got your drink. Men get lonely too and need some love too. So, yes? I couldn't help myself. You just command respect and look so scary and daddy-ish. I felt like I had to do that. You're just my type of guy. Well, I better be on my way. I'll be thinking about you, Daddy. I'll bring your food in a jiffy. I'm back, big boy. Here's your food. It sure is a lot. Looks good. Careful. It's very hot. Suits you. My other tables just got their food, and they'll be busy eating for a while. So, how about I sit right next to you and feed you? You would like that? Aww. I'm so happy I can please my daddy. Well, then you gotta scoot over some. Cause, you know, this fat ass takes up a lot of space if you noticed. There. Two peas in a pod. Aw, so romantic. We could share a milkshake together with how close we're sitting. Sorry, got a little off track. First off, as your server, your experience here at Femboy Hooters is very important to me. So, how does your food look? Tasty? Yeah? Let's take a bite and find out. Open wide. How do you like it? That's good. I have a special question for you. But how about you take another bite first? Okay, open wide again. So, Big Shot, about that special question I had for you. You wanna guess what the secret sauce is? It's on the saltier side, isn't it? Oh? You have some secret sauce for me? Don't say things like that unless you mean it. I'm getting heated over here. Your big, manly hand on my thigh feels good. Can you, rub my thigh some more? It wouldn't make me feel pretty if you did. I like being petted by you. I feel like a high school girl with a crush on you, Daddy. I've never felt like this about any other guy before. You're so perfect. You pinched me. Okay. I think we better calm down before I lose my composure. It's my fault because I started it by flirting so much, but... I don't think I can keep at it much longer without losing my cool. You've noticed me staring at your lips a lot? Yeah. Well, I do want to make sure you like the food, everything, and make sure you're chewing it enough so you don't choke, and then I would have to perform the Heimlich maneuver, and I'm not too well trained on that, fuck, you know I'm just bullshitting. Daddy, I can't take it any longer. Just kiss me on the lips already. I want you to fuck the boy out of me. Come to the bathroom. I might get fired. But... I don't care. I need your... hot, sticky loads all over my slutty boy toy face. Use me like a fucking rag doll. Come to the bathroom. Follow me. I'm sorry. Ignore my advances. I don't know what I was saying. Ignore everything that just came out of my mouth. You're a very handsome man, and I lost control of my impulses there. I didn't mean to kiss you with so much tongue. Huh? You actually thought the food was bad? Well, we aren't exactly known for food, I guess. Huh? You leave a bad review? And you'll tell my boss about my inappropriate behavior if I don't do what? thought you'd never ask. I thought I was coming on too strongly there, but I was making that fat daddy cock hard this whole time, wasn't I? I'll get a chance to show you how serious I am about that Hooters hospitality. Quick, like I said earlier, follow me to the boys' room and I'll show you just what I mean. I'll make it up to you for that bad food you had, and I'll show you how a man deserves to be treated. Come on, Daddy. I can't wait any longer.